Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly Podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the podcast. We are here in Headland having the time of our lives. We've got a big day ahead of us. We're going to be going around and checking out the port and getting photos in the giant wheelbarrow and hosting speed mating and everything else in between.
It's not even 9 o'clock and I've already peaked yet.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear that in the podcast. Carly losing her absolute... I was going to swear. Oh, this podcast is great. I can swear. I'm going to hold off on swearing. You're losing your mind over a little Joey.
It was the world's cutest little Joey. I've just posted some photos in the Alan and Carly Facebook page.
Yep.
We look like proud parents of this Joey.
I'm going to treat him like my son. I'm going to raise him and then have a real beef with him when he's a teenager and not talk to him until he's in his 20s. So there's going to be a good relationship I have with this Joey. I'm looking forward to it. Let's quickly do what everyone's keen to hear. Alpha Bucks, your clue and your letter. Tomorrow your letter is D for Delta.
Like Goodrum.
Absolutely. This is the only one I know.
Remember that show?
Delta show?
No. I'm thinking of Power Rangers, but it wasn't. Gladiators. Remember Delta?
I remember Vulcan. I don't remember Delta. Who's Delta?
She was the girl.
It sounds like a gladiator name. I think it's like Delta, Hammer, Phoenix, Murderer, all the classic gladiator names. Let's give you a couple of answers. A top 50 artist, starting with D. Carly, go.
Delta Goodrum. Actually, questionable.
That would be.
Is she
Australia,
top 50?
In Australia, yeah. She had number one albums, absolutely, okay. Yeah. Great answer there, which I did not expect it to be so easy. Now I'm going to give away a hard one. Let's go...
Who else was there?
Khaled, you got Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
All right, give me a capital city of a country starting with D. Go.
Duh.
Duh.
No, hold on. I'm trying to say it and then hopefully the word follows. Duh.
I'm going on a flight too.
Duh. You're going on a flight to...
To Perth.
I can't think of one.
I was going to say Dunedin, but that's not the right answer. I'll give you the answer.
Oh, yeah, Dunedin.
No, it's not. It's not a capital city. I just sound good. We're going to take Dublin.
Oh.
Capital city of Ireland.
Is it?
Oh, Dublin. Absolutely.
Know that now.
Yep, there you go. Lock it in. So there's your answers, and hopefully that helps you out when it comes to what? There's a bird right next to me. Jeez.
And I'm the one that gets distracted.
Well, as I was talking, it literally was like near my face.
I don't think that bird likes you, by the way. We're going to go.
It looks so angry, but it is fluffy and cute.
Literally.
Look at its eyes.
Yeah.
Enjoy the podcast. That was the best.
I wish that was
That was so good. Since we are live right now in Port Hedland, overlooking the port, looking forward to getting out there later today and checking it all out. Can I see fair? It's going to be a bit of fun. We've got a big day ahead of us, Carly.
We do. But before we get to that, we need to hear how you've chipped your tooth.
Absolutely. Need to.
Basically because we want to make Lozzie, who's sitting next to us, feel a little bit better.
If you're wondering where she is, she's off crying. And I've told her it doesn't look that bad, but she's inconsolable. Not true. She's literally laughing right now. So hard.
She chipped her tooth. By biting down on her now. By the way,
insane.
I need to get your vitamins or whatever you're taking. I need to be on that.
Is that what's that stuff they put in their drinks to make their hair really strong? Is that what like?
Oh, collagen.
She's I think she eats nothing but collagen. That's all she has. It's just collagen. She dips a nail in it and then eats it.
But we are asking you guys on 13 10 60. How did you chip your tooth? We've got Indy from York. Indy, how did you chip your tooth?
Morning. I chipped my tooth because my brother threw my iPad at me.
Oh my god, when was this? I'm going to say today.
About 4 years ago.
Wow.
Now he is in big trouble. I love it, like, because I've got a brother, so obviously we got to that level sometimes.
We're throwing iPads at each other. This is not what Technology Wars is meant to be about. Oh my god.
But was there that moment after it happened where you both froze and didn't know what to do next?
It's sort of like he just threw it at me. Well, in the car, and like he wasn't giving my iPad back. And then he just like threw it at me. And then once he threw it at me, I knew that my tooth was chipped. So I just did it.
Indy, this is hectic. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Jeanette in Mora. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, well, now I understand this wasn't you, but someone you know chipped their tooth. How?
Oh, yes, my beautiful daughter. She was participating in a tour de fridge.
Sorry, what's a tour de fridge?
Where you get on bicycles and you ride around the neighbourhood and raid everybody's fridges of alcohol.
Oh, I call that Saturday. Go. So then what happened?
She went over the handlebars of somebody's BMX bike.
And just the one tooth chip, or she'd lose all of them?
No, just one of her front ones, you know, like an ox. Mama was absolutely devastated. I'd just spent thousands of dollars on braces, giving her the perfect teeth, and she chipped it.
Did you swap it out with a gold one?
I wish.
Wow, that is. So, kids, if you're listening, there's something to take away from that. Yeah. Let's wrap it up with, we've got Elle Marie on the line from Bunbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how did you chip your teeth?
I've had really bad luck with my one tooth. I've chipped it 3 times.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm assuming you have more teeth than one. This is just the one unlucky.
Same tooth?
Yes. Same tooth, my goodness. 3 times. Yep. First time I was about like 8 or 10, I can't remember, like roughly there. And I was riding my bike and fell square on my face.
Yep, as you do.
Not my tooth.
No.
As you do. Got it fixed, and then maybe a couple of years later, I was running around in the house away from my younger brother, and slipped and fell on my face again.
You don't need to put your hands up for the bracing yourself, just smack bang every time on the face. I love it. And how was the third time?
Third time was a piece of garlic bread.
I didn't realise garlic bread. Garlic bread is a friend, not a foe.
No, you do realise that you have to put it in the oven before you eat it.
Yeah, it was a frozen. Yeah, great call.
It was soft, like, you know, soft on the inside, crunchy on the outside, perfectly cooked garlic bread. And I bit into it, and I kind of bit something hard, and I was like, what the heck was that? And then I looked in the mirror, and I had cracked the same tooth again.
Oh, my God. Soft on the inside, crunchy on the outside. It literally sounds like you're describing either garlic bread or your tooth. That is hectic. Thanks for the call. Wow. Loz, do you feel better?
Yeah, guys. I think I'm going to get through it.
Yeah? I think you're going to be okay. She's going to be okay,
guys.
Stay
away from garlic bread.
She's going to be okay. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. We are live in Port Hedland. And last night, the big grand finale was on Lego Masters for 2022. And the winners join us now, Henry and Joss. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Congratulations, guys. $100,050. That $50 thrown in by Hamish, by the way, to make it the biggest prize of all time. What have you done with the $50, and what are you going to do with $100,000?
The $50 will be framed.
Excellent.
Are you going to build a frame for it out of Lego?
Oh, great question.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
That is a good idea, yeah. Thank you.
We're so boring now. We were just like, oh, yeah, Kmart, $5 frame.
Yeah, that would have been a complete waste considering how creative you've been on this season. You guys were kind of in the top two for most of the season. You know, obviously a couple of moments here and there where it didn't quite work out for you, but it was so good to see you get the win yesterday. I was going to describe your build. I think I should get you guys to do it because I'm going to say the wrong word for the monster again. So describe your build for anyone that didn't have the chance to watch it and is planning to rewatch it today or watch it for the first time today.
So our build is a giant mechanical crab piloted by people coming to save a bridge from destruction from a giant kaiju monster.
Love that.
Kaiju. That's the word I keep messing up. I was just like, I'm going to say sea monster. It's almost like a Godzilla thing to kind of give people an idea, but I don't know if copyright gets in trouble when you say things like...
Exactly.
You're on the
money. Exactly like Godzilla.
Now that you guys can update the resume and say that you're officially the winners of Lego Masters, are you going to use any of these skills to maybe take a different career path?
Yeah.
I definitely will, yeah. I've always wanted to be a Lego designer, you know, design sets for people to buy on shelves like at Lego, so definitely going to be using this as a jumping off point to get there.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that was a job. What a cool job.
Someone's got to do it, I guess. Like we've seen Seinfeld have a set, we've seen Friends have a set. If there's a set that you think's missing from the Lego environment, what would it be?
Not enough monsters.
Yeah. Brickman last night, he gets emotional. We know that. He loves to have a cry. I think I nearly wept alongside him when he announced you guys as the winners. It looked like there was a bit of a cut, but it looked like you'd all had a big cry at one point.
It was tears nonstop from the beginning, honestly. There was rarely an episode where I wasn't crying.
Well, I guess building Lego can be emotional work, can't it?
Oh, very emotional.
And also, guys, now that you have wrapped up the series, I know that a lot of people got thrown together. Will you be embarking on other projects?
I think she means maps.
Yeah. I mean, we've had plans to, you know, do some more builds together. We want to recreate some of our favourite ones from the show at home and bring them to conventions and stuff.
Absolutely. Well, good luck to you guys, and looking forward to seeing what you guys do next. And congratulations on the winners of LEGO Masters, $100,050 cash. They're going to make a LEGO frame for it. It's all happening for them. And if you want to rewatch the episode, you can get it on Nine now. Thanks for the chat, guys, and well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Live in Port Hedland, and I promised you a surprise, Carly.
You did.
And joining us right now is the surprise. It's Lisa from Kangaroo Retreat. Good morning. How are you, Lisa's Kangaroo Retreat?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you very much.
It is a pleasure to... I've actually chatted to you on the phone before, so it's nice to finally meet you. And Carly, it's nice for you to meet Lisa.
It is Lisa. Well, actually, I lost my mind last night, Alan, when we drove past the sign that said Kangaroo Retreat. I thought, that sounds like heaven on earth.
It is heaven on earth. It's actually great. You should need to come and have a look.
I really want to. So what do you guys do there?
We look after all the orphan joeys that come in from the town, from the Pilbara, and then we release them once they're about 15 months old, and they go back to their natural habitat.
I can feel Carly is right now going, wait a second, does that mean you have a joey on you right now?
Maybe.
Lisa, I don't mean to be forthcoming, but please reveal your joey if you have one. Don't hold out on me when it comes to kangaroos.
Let me paint the scene for a second. Lisa has sat down with her work colleague, Jack. She has a big pouch on her. It looks like almost like a big handbag.
And right now,
the handbag is being revealed to show a little baby joey.
It's a little baby joey. Oh, my God. Why do I... Oh.
So this is a polo, and this is, and he's about 5 months old.
His
mum was actually hit by a train.
Oh.
But he survived.
He's okay. Oh.
He's okay. He's all good.
Oh, my God, I love you.
And this
I love you.
Please, Carly, I know I've done a good job, but don't say that.
Would you like a cuddle?
Yes.
All right, I'll paint the picture once again. Okay. Carly is losing her mind. I believe I see some tears. She has run over, not walked, run over to hold Apollo, the little joey. Lisa and her whole team do an amazing job, you know, with these joeys and getting them back into the wild. And Carly is holding the joey. Let me aim the microphone at Carly so you can hear these high-pitched noises.
This is love. This is love. I think I know how mums feel when they hold their newborns now.
I don't know if that's true. So this was this is the surprise that we organised for you, Carly. Did it live up to the hype?
Yes. Yes. Radio right now.
There you go. Lisa, if people want to help out you guys, I know you guys, is it donations you're needing or blankets or everything like that?
Yep. Donations are the main thing. Volunteers.
Yes, of course.
We need volunteers. They don't have to be there all day. They can just be there for an hour in the morning, hour in the afternoon, whatever, anything like that. But donations are the most important.
And how can people donate?
They can either donate through the centre, ring up and do it over the phone, through a card or anything like that, or they can go to the website and donate that way.
It's Lisa's Kangaroo Retreat. You Google it, you'll find all the information you need, including the number to call Lisa up and make a donation. They do some amazing work. Thank you for giving the surprise to Carly. As you can see, I don't know if you're going to get the joey back.
And I'm sorry, Carly, but you can't take it home.
You can't. Yeah, she's running away. Thanks for the chat, Lisa. And Jack, thank you very much for popping by as well. And I love what you guys do, so thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And Carly?
Yeah, and Alan, it's been interesting kind of detailing my journey on air about trying to find friends as an adult, because I feel like I'm not the only one that struggles. We've had people contact us at the Alan and Carly Facebook page to say they're in the same predicament, which is exactly why we love to chat to Danielle Jackson, because this is her full-time gig. She is a friendship coach, and she helps adults navigate that kind of awkwardness of trying to find friends. And she joins us now. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Danielle. We're really excited to chat to you because we are hosting an event called Speed Mating. So think speed dating, but for people looking for friendship. So we need your help as to how to kind of navigate this event and how to make it not awkward.
Yeah, that's always a key thing, right? When we're trying to get out there and get connected, and it's something that feels like it should be natural, like an easy having conversation with other people, but it can be surprisingly complicated.
Obviously, people are going to have a couple of minutes to get to know someone and try and do it quite quickly. What are some good icebreakers?
Yeah, so I like to use a method that I've created called seek, S-E-E-Q. So you can start a conversation with one of four things. The S stands for smile, like getting them to smile with a compliment. It sounds really basic, but it works like a charm. The E is for everyday small talk. I know sometimes we're like, oh gosh, I hate small talk, but small talk leads to big talk. The key is to jump right out of small talk, like talking about the weather or something, as quickly as possible. The second E stands for an environmental observation. So literally commenting on anything, on the weather, on the amount of people, on the music, just commenting on anything to get things started. And finally, the Q in SEEK stands for a question. So just asking like, hey, are you as nervous as I am about this? Or, hey, where did you park? I just want to make sure I parked on the wrong, right side of the building. Just things get people going and help you to see from the very beginning if you kind of mesh well with their personality and if you guys can kind of establish a fun rhythm that you can possibly turn into potential friendship.
Interesting. Oh, I've got a bit of a awkward personality at times where I kind of linger in the awkward when it comes to humor and that sort of stuff. How much of myself should I hide from people when I meet them for the first time?
Well, you know, I'm sure you have so many wonderful things to showcase, but, you know, if you're worried about, okay, am I telling too much, then, you know, you can lean into asking questions and kind of riffing off people. They offer something, you say, oh, that's interesting, and ask another question. And sometimes we get so immobilized by focusing on our performance that we forget to just be curious about the other person. So if you find that you're worried about, oh, do I sound silly? Do I look okay? Turn that attention outward and focus on them and get curious, and it tends to have a bit of a better outcome.
Now, with friendship, Danielle, you obviously want to find someone that kind of aligns with your values and is going to be the right fit. With our event, you're only going to get to know someone in a couple of minutes. So it's hard to make a judgment call then. But what things can you look for to see if you are a good fit for friendship?
Yeah, considering how they talk about friendship in general is an often overlooked trait. So if they're saying like, oh, yeah, I don't really get along with too many people, or I don't like too many people, but I guess I'm here anyway. What is their attitude toward friendship itself? Is it optimistic? Because that's a good sign. And then also, are they asking you questions about yourself?
Now, what if you accidentally fall in love? Because that's always the risk with friendships,
well,
right?
That's a cherry on top, isn't it? That would be awesome.
No, I'm already married, and like they're listening to me going, geez, this guy's so good. And then they fall in love with me, Danielle. What do I do?
Oh.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I mean, it's hard to turn off the charm sometimes, isn't it?
Tell me about it, Danielle. Tell me about it.
Well, Danielle, thank you so much for kind of shedding some light on what can be kind of a hard thing to navigate as an adult. I'm looking forward to kind of taking all the tips you've given us today and implementing them at our speed mating event.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Remember, the goal is to just have fun, to not put too much pressure on it, and to stay curious. And as long as you do that, it should be a good time.
And don't fall in love. If people want more information, DanielleBayardJackson.com is the website. A ton of tips, ton more than we have time for today that you can find on there. And of course, you have a pretty interesting TikTok as well, Danielle. So thanks for the chat today.
Thank you for having me. Good luck.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.